I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And this is Cinema Classics.
That's it.
And we are at the Gateway Film Center.
And we are in summer.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
Do you get excited for summer movies?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm absolutely bored to death.
Without these two films, and it's no mystery what they are, the word summer blockbuster or the term summer blockbuster would have never entered into the parlance without...
Okay. Jaws.
Yeah.
It's an animatronic shark that you don't see for 82 minutes. So what is it about
What is it about Jaws?
Yeah.
One, it's the colors. The colors of Jaws make me want to return to that movie again and again. The blues, the reds, the white. Kind of American, obviously, when you think about it, but it's
That's
just
great.
Screams summer in its palette. The other thing that makes me return to that movie is its suspense.
Well, this is Steven Spielberg's
second
film.
It is Steven Spielberg, right?
And it's really going to establish him.
He did not. Turns out that in his pursuit of a commercially successful film, he made this movie that is the perfect balance between art and commerce. Yeah.
By art, do you mean the slow evolution of the story?
It's about character. It's not about a shark at all. It's about this man, Brody, Roy Scheider, and his interaction, and he's in this new town.
Let's say that we've had some fine actors here.
Robert Shaw, yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Robert Shaw is such a powerful presence. He is as powerful a presence as the shark. We showed that movie here last year, and I brought Vincent and a friend of his to see it. And when Robert Shaw got eaten by the shark, and there's just blood and screaming, these kids, John, they were out of their seats. They were out of this. They were like, the face was so great. It was.
We, of course, as English majors, had already enjoyed this, in a sense, with Herman Melville. In a higher brow way, we were very much interested in the whale and the pursuit.
The other movie, obviously, is Star Wars.
Yes. So we're talking the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
Lucas brilliantly wove in all of our myths into that. But what makes it a blockbuster, do you think?
We were at a time in the 70s, American film was at its apex.
Boy, yeah.
There was great art and there was great entertainment. By 1975, you'd had both Godfathers, you'd had Taxi Driver, Mean Streets, The Conversation, Dog Day Afternoon, Dirty Harry, Bonnie and Clyde, The Graduate. Yeah. Commercially successful art.
And think about it. You had no home theater.
Mm-hmm.
You had no video reproduction.
No, that was it. It was a one-shot deal.
There were really a very good circumstance for creative young directors to present films that were exciting. And because there wasn't such a push to make millions and billions, if you just made a few million, you were in good shape. So there was no fear, even from the studios, about going bust.
You know, the funny thing about Jaws, as you were saying, is technologically it's not a marvel. Technologically, that animatronic shark failed... Spielberg, to the point where he was like developing an ulcer and he was shooting around it. Now, that's the beauty of a resourceful filmmaker. He crafts all these amazing moments out of thin air.
And the music, as I remember, very ominous.
Then you have the awareness from Hollywood that there's this commercial potential, and they hang this hook on the fact that it's summertime, school's out. Right? And people want to have fun. There's this air of fun, this idea of fun, and that permeates everything. And still to this day, when the summer movie season approaches, I still get excited. Like, what's coming? You know?
Well, look at the children of these two movies. Jurassic Park, The Dark Knight, Raiders, E.T., Ghostbusters, Top Gun, Superman, one of your favorites, and the Harry Potter, good Lord.
Yeah.
And even Pirates and Toy Story.
We see the best of those, the best of them. I'm kicking Pirates out of that list. The best of those do that. They do balance that the depth with the frivolity. There has to be a balance. And that's what makes a real summer blockbuster have staying power, is if it is, there's some substance to it, you'll come back. You'll tell your friends.
You know what? Even after my disappointment with Spider-Man, I'm still going to see X-Men.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.